Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Patriots to buy, King.
I am ready for them to buy. Yes, sir. Deadline less than a week away. Tuesday, we'll have our trade deadline sounder ready to go for Tuesday. Any and all trades on Tuesday?
Heck yeah. I didn't we'll think
be ready.
About that.
Oh, yeah. Probably got one in the hopper somewhere. We got one for every sport.
What time is that deadline?
It's probably, unfortunately, like at 4 or 3 or 4.
That's fine. Then we'll have that breaking news all throughout the show. Yeah, that's
great.
Then
we can leave it for the afternoon show, and they can use that if they so choose.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm ready to go. They should absolutely be buyers.
Well, they've already got the selling part down. Like they've already done that.
4 p.m. Eastern.
4 p.m. Great. So all day long on to a full trade deadline episode on Tuesday with Jones and Keith.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry that gets traded in the NFL, we will let you know.
We mean anyone.
Anybody.
Anything
happens. Pick swap.
Billy's got you covered.
Billy's
if
at the
anything
desk.
Happens.
Yeah, he's getting the desk ready.
But no, they already have the selling down.
Yep. They've moved on.
I'm a little skeptical about the buying, and I know there's been some positive reports out there. Your girl Diana Rossini,
yep, always on it
among them, which has me a little skeptical.
Yeah,
she reported yesterday the Patriots are expected to be buyers before the NFL trade deadline.
Yeah, so that concerns me.
I don't know what that means. Does that mean a big ticket item? Does that mean depth? I mean, either way, I guess you're technically buying, which I would approve of. I'm fine with depth.
Yeah.
But
if they get a player or two that's better than Keon White and Kyle Duggar, I guess technically that would be buying, right? Because you're losing those guys and you're bringing in two players. Maybe it's not even those exact positions, but
it would be a net add.
Yeah, it would be a net add. So I'll take that. Because in baseball, real quick, Breslow has a track record of being bad at deadlines.
Yeah.
Mike Vrabel and Stretch and Cowden, TBD, right? Let's see what these guys do. This isn't Elliot Wolf. We always make jokes about it. This isn't Elliot Wolf at the deadline. Also, last year at the deadline versus this year at the deadline, completely different stories. Last year at the deadline, I mean, it was maybe teams were looking at you to see if there was anybody worth a damn.
That's right. I wanted them to sell.
I wanted them to sell. There wasn't much to sell. They didn't have a lot of guys. You weren't really going to get much. This year, they basically got rid of a couple of guys that weren't fits, and they got their picks. And so right now in I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt because they do have 5 more days to sort of take those picks and the picks that they already had and turn those into players. If they don't, I'll be upset. And I'll be like, how does just essentially cutting Kyle Duggar help your team right now? But if they add a player or two, then I'll be like, good. Like that's the direction they should be going.
Yeah, and you know, Hart made the point yesterday, well, Kyle Duggar's not playing. What's the difference? And I would say, well, he started 4 games for you.
Mm.
And I would say if you have an injury to Hawkins or Woodson, and same thing with Keon White, if Landry or Kalavon Chasen go down, you do need some depth. So I'm against the selling in a vacuum, but if they net add and we can debate how much faith you have in them doing that, then, as I said yesterday, it'll be no harm, no foul. So I'm just skeptical they're actually going to add. And we'll play you something from Adam Schefter coming up. He was on WEEI Afternoons yesterday. He's as plugged in as anybody when it comes to insider information in the NFL regarding the trade deadline. So we'll play that coming up. But it is an on-the-clock Thursday here. We'll go on the clock with a perfect Halloween evening for you.
This is easy.
Open-ended.
Open-ended, 60 seconds, how to make your Halloween night perfect.
However it looks, we'll give you a nice warning.
Yeah.
Not even warning, just a nice heads up on some bullet points on how to approach the Halloween holiday tomorrow.
It involves scantily clad costumes.
I wouldn't rule it out. So you can dial us up, 617-779-7937. You can interact Twitter and Instagram, at Jones and Keefe. You can watch along and chat. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on.
Sure.
On Twitch, and do the same on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. We're going to talk to Taylor Kyles at 11:30.
Nice.
From CLNS. We'll get his thoughts on the Patriots heading into this Falcons game on Sunday. I also want some answers on why the NFL won't let him tweet out his breakdown videos anymore.
The No Fun League, Jones. That's what they call it.
I guess
that's what it stands for.
I guess that's what's going on.
It is obnoxious. Every sport has had their battles where they're like, stop, you know, promoting our stuff. Like, we don't want that because they just want money for every single thing. But it's like, I don't know, that kind of helps. Especially, like, that was going on for baseball for a while, or basketball. It's like people tweeting out highlights, and they're like, you can't do that.
Right.
It's like, oh, God forbid a bunch of young kids watch home runs online.
Right.
They can't do that.
Younger people who enjoy your sport and your game.
They're like, no.
Want to put that out there.
Yeah, it's lame.
Just to make a few bucks in the meantime. So anyway, we'll talk to Taylor Kyles about it, CLNS. We also have a Kiefer Madness for you at 12:45, so stay tuned. This is Schefter yesterday on WEEI Afternoons, and I know what Rossini's saying. I guess Jordan Schultz has reported something similar. I listened to Schefter yesterday, and I'm like, this doesn't sound like a team that's going to be buying.
I think it should be a slow, steady build. There should be nothing that they do that they're overpaying for. Drake May is going to be in New England a long time. He is going to be on his rookie contract for two more years after this year. They need to make decisions that they would make as if Drake May were there, weren't there. Like, just keep building the roster. Keep building around him. Don't force the issue. If there's something that makes sense and there's some value in a trade, then go do it. And if there's not, don't force something because you feel like, boy, we're in a better spot than we expected to be.
Okay, so first of all, I guess that's reasonable. Like, don't overpay. I mean, I guess that's reasonable.
Yeah, but that's obvious. You never want to overpay. No one's like, I can't wait to overpay for this. Like, no, sometimes you really want a player, and then it gets to that point, and you're like, all right, we're either doing this or we're not, and then you either you do or you don't, right?
Yeah, it's how Breslow, just to make that analogy again, never gets anything done at the deadline.
Yeah.
You don't want to overpay, so you get nothing.
So that's obvious. So that's one part of what he said that I would obviously agree with.
But if that's the Patriots' stance, that is reasonable in a certain way. Like, we don't want to overpay. Okay, fine. But then it's also a slow rebuild.
No, it's not a slow and steady rebuild.
I don't think so either.
Already won two more games this season than they did all of last season, and we're at the halfway point. They're way better this year than they could have imagined. And not just record-wise, but you have the MVP of the league for the first half of the season, according to you. And you know what? You may have swayed me.
Yeah,
he may have swayed me as well after last game.
It was probably more him than me. But yeah.
He had a lot to do with it.
But okay. Either way.
His stats.
You've been swayed.
Yeah, his stats, which are only comparable to Mahomes, Brady, Rodgers, and Manning. Yeah, that's kind of swayed me a little bit. So you can't view it as, well, hey, guys, it's just year one of Vrabel. Well, guess what? You got to strike while the iron's hot, is another saying, Jones. And right now the iron's very hot. They should try to make trades. Also, all due respect to Adam Schefter, what the hell does he mean you should treat it as if you do or don't have Drake May? You do have Drake May.
I think what he was saying is independent of Drake May, you should be looking at it
wrong.
As a slow build, which I disagree with. I'm just trying to explain what
he's
saying.
So I don't get it, though, because Drake May, whether he can continue this performance or not, or whether you think he's truly a top five perennial top five quarterback or not, right now he is. Therefore, he is literally the best value in football. There's nobody playing better, making less than Drake May. So of course you would want to pounce on that now. Adding somebody like, just for the sake of argument, somebody like AJ Brown now makes way more sense and is easier to do than a year where Drake May is making $60 million. And I know you can fudge the cap and look at what the Lions are doing, But right now, it's a lot easier to do that with a quarterback on a rookie deal than not. So I don't think you say, hey, guys, it's year one of the rebuild, or hey, don't worry about Drake May's contract.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Those are two very significant things. This team is way better than they thought. So why should you just sit on your hands for the trade deadline?
So I agree with you. I also agree with this is Jokic and Nurkic in the Twitch chat.
Oh, that's a shot at you.
That is a good callback. Twitch.tv/BostonWEI. Great quarterback on a rookie contract is exactly why you should be trading picks for players.
100%. And nobody's trading five first-round picks or whatever. You're not going crazy. But if there's a player that you feel like can help you and you can trade a pick, plus, let's face it, the way things are going, you know, the last couple of years, the Patriots picked fourth and third. They're not picking fourth and third this year. They might pick 23rd and 24th. They might pick lower than that, depending on how well this season goes. So, yeah, I'm almost always in favor of trading the pick for an established player, assuming it's at a premium position. I was thinking about this. You know, remember a couple of years ago when like Jamal Adams got traded or like Minka Fitzpatrick got traded? Really, really, really good players. But I feel like if you trade multiple first-round picks or even one first-round pick for a safety, you might end up regretting that. But if you trade it for a wide receiver or another premium position, I don't think you're really going to regret that. You know, unless the player turns into an absolute bust. Like, I mean, how many teams are pissed that they traded for, you know, an A.J. Brown team won the Super Bowl or somebody like that?
No, I think that's a fair way of looking at it. And again, this is a time I just disagree with Schefter's stance, but I wonder how much Schefter even, and this is not a shot at him, I wonder how much he even really thinks through like himself what he's passing along, or if he's just passing along the information for how the team views it. Like, he's very plugged in.
Of course.
I don't know who he's talking to, but I'm sure he's talking to people around the league that reflect the Patriots' view. I'm sure he's talking to people with the Patriots and their view. It very well could be the whole Wolfpack.
He could be talking to Wolf.
So I wonder if Schefter like even agrees with that, or if he's just passing along what he's hearing of how the Patriots view it. It is a slow rebuild, which echoes a lot of what Vrabel seems to be telling people. Reese has written similar things. Well, they don't want to trade a bunch of draft picks just to improve the roster this year. They feel pretty good about the foundation that they built. They want to continue to do it. They want to continue to develop players. They don't want to give up on draft picks. And that's just not how I'd look at this year. If you think they're a contender, we do. If you think the championship window is wide open, we do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
The AFC is wide open.
Well, that's the other part of this whole thing is the Cincinnati Bengals have basically been removed from this equation for this season. Next season, and we'll see. I mean, Joe Burrow's had a history of injuries, but he's also unlike Lamar and unlike Josh Allen, been one of the guys to beat Patrick Mahomes in advance to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
So you remove him from the equation. I don't know what to make of the Ravens. I think when they face the Ravens in a few weeks, and we'll see what Lamar looks like, tonight? Like,
I was going to say, we see them on Thursday Night Football tonight. Yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, their defense is also a mess. But for, you know, an AFC where you're like, it's pretty much dominated by Mahomes, and then the next three quarterbacks are right there. I don't know. One of those guys is down. The other one's missed games. You already beat Josh Allen head-to-head. I can't think of a better time to be a buyer.
Yeah, so I just think if that's how the Patriots are looking at it, and I really have no doubt that is how they're looking at it. They're looking at it as a slow rebuild. They don't want to give up on draft picks. In fact, they want to stockpile draft picks. Even if it's all sixth rounders, they want to stockpile draft picks, and they view this as a longer, slower rebuild. Drake May isn't going anywhere, and we want to build it not just for this year, but we want to be sustainable over 5, 10, 15 years, whatever it is, which, again, sounds nice. But you also got to capitalize when the opportunity's there, and it feels like the opportunity's there. And I don't think we're demanding, Keith.
We're not.
Trade a first-round pick for Brian Thomas. I don't think we're demanding trade a second-rounder for A.J. Brown. Go get one of these pass rushers. I don't think we're demanding anything super high-level or super high draft capital. But you shouldn't be afraid to part with a fourth-round pick, some sort of day three pick to add to your depth and a player that can help. That's really all I'm talking about.
Right.
And if they don't do that between now and Tuesday's deadline, that will be disappointing. And listening to Schefter, I'm kind of bracing for being disappointed.
Would you take a Red Sox deadline, meaning you get Steven Matz and Dustin May? See, I need a little bit more than that. I don't need Joe Ryan.
No.
I don't need that equivalent for the Patriots. They don't need that. But let's see what gets traded. Let's see what gets dealt. You have a couple of positions I think of need, maybe more if you just include depth. But let's see what they end up doing. I would hope that it's more than that. I hope it's a couple of players we're talking about, you know, next week at this time that have just joined the Patriots and are going to contribute. Like, aren't just guys that are healthy scratches or you know, waiting for an injury. Like, guys that are going to come in right away and play.
So, yeah, and the other big potential domino is A.J. Brown. We talked about this yesterday late in the show. Florio's like, hey, I think the Eagles are shopping A.J. Brown, which I think he has a fake hamstring injury. It's the bye week this week. Trade deadline is Tuesday. I think they sat him out last week to keep him healthy, make sure he stays healthy so they could trade him. My belief, we'll find out on Tuesday who's right and who's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily think the Patriots are going to get him, but I think he's moving. And if he moves to the Bills, the Ravens, pick your AFC team, how much does that swing the pendulum in the conference? If it's the Bills, how much does it swing the pendulum in the division? The Bills are already the favorite in the division, which I disagree with.
Yeah.
If they land a guy like A.J. Brown,
how much
does that change your outlook? So that's another reason to add at the deadline. It's not just your team.
Oh, yeah.
It's what other teams are going to do between now and Tuesday.
Oh, the Chiefs could definitely add. The Broncos could add. The Colts, like people aren't really giving them the respect, even though they're 7-1, but they could all add to their team. And then you're sitting there with pretty much the same squad. Like,
so I was just a little disheartened listening to Schefter yesterday. And I know other insiders, Yorgel Rossini, very reliable track record, are reporting differently.
Patriots love Jared Stidham.
I just know that Schefter is arguably the most plugged in there is, and he doesn't seem to be bracing for anything big.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.